Hello. Hello. Hi, Billy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you in
North Carolina?
Right. Right. Oh, well, that was one of those things we had to take the old man on.
He really was tickled when you pulled that tape out and quoted me.
Yeah.
And told him what you were going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I really think he came out way on top of that thing.
Well, it's, I really think that, the people really don't want to see any labor leader or anybody else go that far, you know, the way he did. You had to take him on.
Well, you know, there's a new book published by Harold McMillan, the former prime minister.
Oh, yeah?
And here's what Churchill said. He said, if you don't do what's unpopular, they don't believe you're in earnest. That's what Churchill told McMillan.
If you don't believe what, if you don't do what's unpopular?
If you don't, here it is.
Yeah. Very good point. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And you know, a lot of courage in every issue that come up. And I think that's what people are looking for.
Well.
And, one guy said to me, just a plain old guy in the barber shop, he said, "Well, he's shown he's got some guts."
Well, that's important.
How you feeling?
I'm just fine. Just fine. We're I'm going out to California for that Eisenhower Center thing over the weekend, so I have to be there Thanksgiving, and then we'll have a very busy month of December, as usual, with various visitors and so forth.
Well,
and, that's far important. That's far more important. Very good. Very good. Sure. Set them right. Sure. Good. Good. Now you're going to Africa, aren't you?
I'm going to Africa.
Good. Good. Right, right, good. Good, good. Right. When will you go there? When will you be there? 8th of December. Right, right. We'll do it. Oh, yeah. Sure. Right. But well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a good paper, you know what I mean, just a brief one about the various points that may be raised that you might want to have some information on.
But I don't want to die to
I know they are. Right. Tell me this, where else will you go on the trip? Or,
I won't go anywhere, but I'll probably cover my trip with a couple of meetings.
Right.
But it doesn't look like I'm just going to advance.
I see. Like you'll go to someplace like Tokyo or Manila? Or?
I'll go to Tokyo.
Good. 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 That's just great. Good. Good. Very good. Sure, you can tell him what your father-in-law thinks too, you know.
Well, that's right. That's what I'm going to do.
Right. Right. Well, tell me, then you go, then you come back here.
Coming back to Christmas, and then going to make your way to Africa.
Yeah.
Then I'm going down to
You're going to be at that same place.
I'm going to be at the same place. We go there every year.
Will you really?
I've been going for about 5 years.
But it must be nice at that time of year, too.
Oh, it's out of this world.
And you take 2 weeks there.
I take 2 weeks every year.
Yeah. Well, I've got that. December's going to be a very busy month for me because of I have to do several foreign things, you know what I mean? There, people are becoming in, the British and the French and the rest. We're not going to announce it until next week, but I'm going to meet with people like Heath and Pompidou and the rest of them. And then the latter part of, and of course, the 1st of January, that January is taken up in the State of the Union and all that stuff. And then after that, I have to do something in Latin America, so that'll be busy. And then I have to go right into the preparation for China in February, you see.
I spent 3 hours with Ellis Hill.
Yeah. He's a great fellow. Yes, he's, oh yes. Where, is it, in London?
Yes, in London.
Yeah. These are times, you know, when it's, we've had to do some hard things in the international front, but, incidentally, I'm going to have Connolly, we're going to do a press conference tomorrow noon at 12 o'clock. I might have him on again. We don't want to use him too much, but he's really the only other, he's really the only effective big gun we've got. You know what I mean? The other people in the cabinet are all, you know, very responsible people, but Connolly really gets across, don't you think so?
Well,
yes, yeah. He said that? Good. Yeah. Right. Right. Sure. Well, isn't that good? Yeah. He's the one of the best men, too. Well, I'll tell you that. How are the British getting along? They really are still having a real problem, huh? Well, and they just got to win. That's all there is to it. Well, they've got to go through their tough time, too, but I think they're going to make it some way or other. I don't know. Fortunately, they've got 4 more years to go, and they just take those hard decisions and hope they can win. But the country, you have still a feeling that it has a rather moral malaise, huh? In England?
Oh, it's far worse than we are.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, in the Heathrow Airport, I was in London. And it is just nothing but oxygen from one end to the other. And I'm the far core of an oxygen.
Good heavens.
In the airport.
This is in England, isn't that terrible? Yeah, down in Greenwich Village. Right. Well, there they think they can. I don't suppose they think they can do anything about it, huh?
Well,
probably they've gone too. Yeah. Really? I've read his stuff. He really writes beautifully.
He does. And then in Berlin, I noticed his concern, the big man in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
He got a big article this week on the youth revival in Berlin, and they had 75,000 young people shouting Jesus in Berlin. And so this thing is beginning to move even in Europe.
Oh, I tell you.
Wherever I went.
Well,
and, so, it, maybe
there may be something going on here. Well, even take this country, with all the things that, you know, we all see wrong, we've got to realize, I was just thinking, compared to what it was, 4 years ago, actually, when I was campaigning. But the situation is really very substantially changed. I mean, you still got a lot of problems, but when we think of what was happening in the cities, and the colleges, and universities, and so forth and so on, at least there's been a gradual change. Not as much as we would like, but something is, it's a little better than it was. In Charlotte, yeah. 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 Now they're trying to sabotage your efforts to get out. But we're gonna make that. Let me say, there's one thing you can be sure of. The war will not be an issue next year. It'll take a little time, but, you know, we've got to do it the right way, and we're moving along very fast. The economy, I would say that the month of December will be, I think, a very good month for them. And the retail sales, I think that's going to be the break point there. But nobody can tell. Well, Connolly and I have the same view, though. We have a view that it's just one of those things where the movement is coming along, and we would like to have it a little faster. We're not getting the cooperation we would like from the Congress. You know, they're loading our tax bill up with a lot of things that shouldn't be in it, which will not be good for the economy. But what do you think of that? Isn't that a... If they start doing that, then we... Tell you how much I appreciate it, and I know you're going to have a great trip to Africa. I think it'll be fine. I think it's fine you're going, and we'll and also out there to Taiwan. Before you go or after you go, I'll see you, of course, because I want to know what you find out, and I'll see that you get the really good paper on that, or who knows, or you can come in and talk to. But I mean, he told me about it, and I already have it in the works. I knew you were going. I know it. Fine.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, you give my best to Ruth, will you?
Surely will.
Okay.